Reprint page 4742, January the 1st, 1911. The subject, some interesting letters. Letter number 1. Dear Brother Russell, though you, dear brother, are so busy with the dear Lord's work, I am sure you will be pleased to know that the passing year has been the best ever to me, your humble sister in Brazil. Please take my case as a positive, living proof that there are none too far away to be reached by the river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. It is with thankful heart I mention God's wonderful providence in the mail system of this His day, which brings to me the precious truths through His chosen servant, the watchtower, etc. I rejoice with you in the new and wider fields of usefulness, especially your recent messages to the Hebrew people, and I am trying to keep awake and watch the stately steppings of our present Lord amongst the affairs of mankind. I had some difficulties in understanding the question of our advocate and the world's mediator, but now I see clearly the scripturalness of your teachings, and thank God for the light on this and many other points. The only assembling together there is for me is in the printed page. Therefore, the vow, manna, the hymns, the watchtower, dawns and sermons, and our dear new Bible are unspeakable treasures to me. May the Lord's presence abide with you continually. Pray for me as I do for you daily. Bellona Ferguson, Brazil, South America. A second letter, addressed to Dr. L.W. Jones of Chicago, Illinois. My dear doctor, your letter, dated October the 18th, reached me in time. I am sorry not to be able to help you along on your Chicago meeting. I have no one in Chicago with whom I could make you acquainted with a view to help along that noble movement which has as its end the spreading of that wonderful message concerning the future of the Jewish people. My experience with Pastor Russell's literature, particularly that part that treats the Jewish question, has taught me that in the very near future we shall have created a great movement among the Jews, a movement which probably will have no equal in the history of my people. All over the country where Pastor Russell's words reach, they are received with the greatest enthusiasm. But a certain method must be adopted to reach my people. They are very suspicious when they hear a Christian speak about their future. They immediately think there must be something wrong behind it. Besides, Pastor Russell has created a great number of enemies among my people. Some of the influential rabbis and some of the Jewish editors have seen the majority of the Jewish people turn with great enthusiasm to Pastor Russell's literature. They have seen the popularity that this man has gained within a short time. They have heard that in Jewish meetings, in synagogues, and elsewhere, Pastor Russell's sermons are read and discussed. Immediately, many thought that this man is about to become a leader among Israel, and they are trying their best to discredit Pastor Russell. You know, my dear doctor, what representatives of the Christian dogmatic church are trying to do in order to minimize Pastor Russell's influence in the Christian world. Both Jewish rabbis and Christian ministers are led by the same motives. They are afraid of a man who proclaims the Bible as the supreme authority, the Bible as interpreted by itself. I hope that your meeting will be a great success. There is no doubt in my mind that it will. By this time, every Jew in this country and in others has heard something about Pastor Russell. I wish I could be present in Chicago and help you along as much as possible to make that meeting the success it deserves to be. I have great news for all who take interest in Pastor Russell's work and would like to see his great ideas and noble teachings become universal. The news that I am referring to will make history as soon as it is made public. Very truly yours, Adolph B. Landau. A third letter. My dear brother Russell, when the vow first came out, I was undecided for some months as to whether I should take it or not. I could not see any objection to any of its features, although I felt that I had made a full consecration to the Lord and hence did not need to add anything to it. In the meantime, many friends seemed to be greatly blessed through the taking of the vow, and I came to the conclusion that I could not afford to miss any blessings, so I took it. It went along about a year, and the Lord finally showed me, through the vow, that after all, my consecration had not been as complete and deep as it might have been. Then and there, the vow became to me a real thing, and for the past year, I have had a wonderful blessing through it in the way of a closer walk with my Lord and Master. The contemplation of what the vow has done for me during the past year proves to me that it is only another feature of the truth, meet in due season. My daily prayer for you is that you someday may hear the well done. Your brother in the anointed, S. M. Peterson. This has been reprint page 4742, Some Interesting Letters.